It may be Washington's best known, but it's certainly Washington's weirdest looking clam, the gooey duck. Gooey duck is a specialty, especially in China, and the demand for Puget Sound gooey ducks has turned growing and harvesting them into a multi-million dollar industry. Now, Taylor Shellfish wants to build a new 25-acre gooey duck farm in Pierce County near the mouth of the Dungeness River, and some environmental groups and residents are opposed.
You plant one gooey duck farm in a bay, and that bay is essentially ruined.
That's Karen McDonald. She lives on Burley Lagoon near the proposed gooey duck farm site. She doesn't want to look out her window and see a gooey duck farm.
The industry plants PVC pipes to place their gooey ducks in, and they plant 43,000 pipes per acre. So if they plant 25 acres, you're going to be looking out on millions of plastic PVC pipes.
Karen McDonald. She lives near Taylor Shellfish's proposed gooey duck farm site. Sean McDonald is a lecturer at the UW School of Aquatic and Fishery Science. He's been dubbed the gooey duck guru. Sean studies community and individual reaction to environmental ecosystem changes. KUOW's Marcy Silman asked McDonald what kind of impact gooey duck farms have on nearby residents, particularly on property values.
Certainly, I can understand the concern for property owners in the area. But as far as I know, no one's come out and explicitly said that there is a drop in home value associated with the placement of these farms. I think, you know, it's really a values issue. Some people like having shellfish farming in their area, and other people don't like it.
Is there anything particularly unique about this place, Burley Lagoon, the place where Taylor Shellfish Farms has applied to grow gooey ducks?
Most of the work that we've done looking at the ecological impacts of aquaculture has been in larger, more open waterways. Burley Lagoon is unique in that it is relatively enclosed. We call it a lagoon, but some might call it a pocket estuary. And the shape of Burley Lagoon means that the flow in and out of the lagoon is fairly restricted. We don't know what the effects of aquaculture, gooey duck aquaculture, would be in an enclosed waterway like that.
So it is conceivable then that these residents who are concerned about the impact of gooey duck farms in their lagoon could have valid concern.
I think it's important to, anytime you move forward with an approach that's untested in an area, that you do so cautiously, certainly. And it's certainly something that everyone should be keeping an eye on.
I'm talking with gooey duck guru Sean McDonald. He is a research scientist at the University of Washington School of Aquatic and Fishery Sciences. You have done 5 years' worth of study, Sean. What kind of impact do gooey duck farms have on the environment, the water?
Overall, the effects of gooey duck aquaculture are relatively short-lived, and they're sort of localized to some groups of organisms in a few areas. And it's usually because the actual materials, the structures that are put in place to protect gooey ducks, they alter the habitat. Typically, when gooey ducks are planted, there are PVC tubes and nets put in place. And when you put those structures in place, that modifies the habitat. But the longer-term implications of repeated culture cycles in an area, or even expanding culture more broadly, is sort of an unknown. Now, what we could say is that we know that the critters, the animals that inhabit Puget Sound beaches, they live in a pretty tough neighborhood. They have to contend with extremes of summer heat and winter cold, storms that, you know, inundated them with fresh water and pound them with waves. And so they're pretty well adapted to that level of disturbance. So in that context, it makes sense that the disturbance from gooey duck aquaculture is maybe not that extreme.
You mentioned PVC pipe, and I can't help but think of many studies of plastics and things that leach off plastics. So what's the long-term impact of having these tubes in the sand in this lagoon?
The tubes are actually only in the sand for the first 1.5 to 2 years of the culture cycle, typically. And then they're extracted to let the clams grow out. But you do bring up a very good point. What is the effect there? Folks who have looked at that in more detail seems to indicate that there really is no leaching of the plastics or chemicals from the plastics at the temperatures that are being experienced. Also, the plastic isn't being broken down into very small pieces, particles that could be ingested by animals. So in that way, I think that the tubes themselves are more of an aesthetic nuisance than they are an actual biological problem.
They call him the gooey duck guru, Sean McDonald. He's a lecturer at the University of Washington School of Aquatic and Fishery Sciences. He spoke with Marcy Summon about the impact of gooey duck farms on the environment and the people who live nearby. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.